AlexJonesPodcast.com.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We only value liberty and freedom when it's under assault, when we're losing it. That's the old cliche. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And so the good news is there are many different tracks in human history, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and many others. There are different competing forces in this world. The problem is evil so often is very highly organized. But over the weekend, and it's been a process, we talked about this some on Friday, I had more epiphanies and more deep understanding of how the entire system works to the point of almost not even being able to come into this radio show. My point is that I can't just get up here and rattle off facts and statistics and tell you my point of view on this or that. We need to have a fundamental discussion about the fact that the real world is verifiable and what's really going on is hiding in the living room like a 10 trillion pound elephant. And that so many people that hear about corruption and evil, they're prideful. They don't want to believe they've been enslaved. Or they're prideful and say, so what, there's nothing you can do about it, and think that gives them control over it. And I guess it's part of the decadence of the society because we've had it so good for so long. But it really hit me this morning and this afternoon harder than anything's ever hit me because the shadows are getting long. Night is falling over our society. And so, undoubtedly, myself and many of you are going to get more focused, more serious. Reality and danger has a way of doing that. But I had a realization this morning, and when I had the realization, I knew that I'd always known this, and that all of you know this, and that when I say this, you're going to say that's no revelation at all. But it is a revelation, because it's not figurative, and it's not a term I would just use to describe something like calling an extremely fat man an elephant or a hippo. This is not like calling something something it's not because it describes it. This is the thing. This thing I will call out is the elephant, not the fat man, not the freak show. It is the elephant. It is the bona fide with the tusk and the ears and the big trunk and a little tail, and it can step on you, and it's a very psychotic elephant. And what I'm speaking of is royalty. Royalty. And the real discrimination that's going on in our world. And the system consciously knows this and is building this. And as soon as I had this realization, I began to search engine statements and treaties and globalists, and I knew what I was going to be able to find before I entered it, even though I had never read them saying it. And they admit they are consciously building a world government where the ruling class is royal and is exempt from the laws they put us under, and they themselves call it the new royalty. And that's why they divide and conquer black, white, old, young, northern, southerner, Christian, Muslim, Jew, this, that, gay, straight, on and on and on. They do that because they are scientifically dividing and conquering. And again, I know you know that. But the point is they are building a world where they are the royalty. And I'm going to break it down coming up with all the latest news. Stay with us. We're live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us live. It is Sunday, the 27th day of January, 2013. And we will be here for the next 2 hours, roughly, Lord willing. I, of course, will also return weekdays live, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and carried by over 140 stations, live or tape delayed. Also, XM 166. Again, thank you so much for joining us for this important broadcast. Okay, here is what is coming up. I'm going to go over some of the headlines here, and then I'm going to get to the biggest realization and epiphany that I have ever had. And again, when I go over this awakening, this realization, life is a roadmap of awakenings. Or people who live in delusion, it is a bottomless pit of ignorance. And when I cover this awakening I've had, many of you are going to say, tell me something I didn't know. And that is in itself the awakening. That is in itself the awakening, that I already knew this, but it hit me. And I can see the social engineers. I've read their writings at nauseam, read them here on air. But I understand the globalists and the social engineers to such a level, because I've been intimately studying them for 20 years, on air for 17, that I know more, I can clearly say, than even most of their top technocrats. Because most of their technocrats are worldly, they're sold out, they've used their knowledge to basically just gain power, so they are lazy in their research. In fact, in a way, I realize my broadcast is almost a college for people who want to go out and do bad things and be evil. That was another huge awakening I had this weekend, because I learn more all the time. I learn more in a month now than I learned previously in a year, 15, 16 years ago. My mind has just been burning with understanding the last few months, and it is exhausting at a certain level, but it's also a great exaltation to be dedicated to something and to begin to become a master. And as you become a master, you realize you're nothing but a first grade pupil. But the universe is just opening up, and it is my goal. It is my goal to try to really articulate what I know, and then to go show you the research I've done. And again, much of it you're going to say, I already knew that. That is really the biggest sector of this constellation of great understandings, epiphanies, whatever you want to call them, widening horizons that I've been having as of late. I will tell you that I'll get to this by the bottom of the hour. And it's like jumping off a 200-foot cliff into beautiful Mediterranean Sea. It's beautiful, but it's also chilling to even try to describe it. And I'm not embellishing here, building up what I'm saying. I can envision things they're doing now just because I know their mind, and then search engine it, which is an incredible power. It's like a modern crystal ball, and find the exact words I was envisioning the enemy engaged in and find them speaking it themselves. It's unbelievable. And to know who the globalists are and to know what they're into, they are really pathetic people. To have this knowledge and to not want to give it to people and empower people, and instead know that so many smart people have discovered what I've discovered, and they just go join the Legion of Evil, the Legion of Doom. That is a very dark understanding. But again, they're missing spiritually on some things, and they're missing out on a loving upbringing. And they get a lot of them also were sweet people who were abused by a generally barbarous and petty and shallow world. And so they then go out and to say, well, I'll just be dark and corrupt and I'll build a wall around myself. That's what Pink Floyd's The Wall is all about. And then the worms, they enter your brain. Because when you give up your love and your passion, your love of creativity and your empathy, your soul begins to be shuttered. And the prison you build around other people that you believe is protecting you is really a fortress prison you're building around yourself. And again, I know when I say all this, you're going to say, I already knew that. But did you know it? Because that is only one piece in a larger mosaic or gestalt that I will attempt, because, you know, thought is at the speed of light. Your thought is at the speed of light. You're an incredible creature living on a gorgeous planet, hurtling through deep space. I mean, everything around you is magic. Consciousness is incredible. Everything is unspeakably wonderful when you realize the good in the world. And then you see the ugly, and the ugly is like a malformed, malfunctioning, injured animal in a ditch flopping around. It no longer is even an enemy until you realize you've been so weak and listened to its siren song so long that you have given yourself over to a subordinate position of this evil. So that is what I will attempt to break down at the bottom of the hour, as I just promised to do. But I will tell you at the core understanding is that royalty is the goal. Royalty. And again, we talk about the city, state, nations exempt from law, the UN exempt from law, the diplomatic immunity, Congress exempt from insider trading, congressmen caught raping children. It's back in the news. They don't get in trouble. They're a bunch of Jerry Sanduskies. You don't get in the club now at the high levels unless you are. All of that is, well, how do they get away with that? They are royal. And they consciously are building a royal system. Kim Jong-il, his father put him in power in North Korea. Now his son, third generation, they're now calling him royalty in North Korea. They're now saying the sun comes out and the birds sing because of him. Another generation or two, they will be wearing gold crowns. And Americans will pay money to go drive around on yachts with them and pose when they wear red robes and crowns. You see, the British royalty is 50 or 60 lines of North Korean dictatorship. So we bow down to People magazine and worship Kate Middleton. You see how sick that is. And that's what National Security Act is. That's what the New World Order is. That's what now they're trying to get countries to sign on to treaties where the six mega banks have diplomatic immunity. I mean, diplomatic immunity, ladies and gentlemen, you can walk off a plane with a five-year-old child with a chain around their neck and no one can stop them. And this is in the back of the news all the time, to the point of they don't even put it in the news that often now when the UN gets caught flying U.S. foster children out or flying other kids in. It's just a footnote. Now, if you're a new listener going, that's incredible, well, you just go search engine, UN caught in sex trafficking, UN caught using diplomatic immunity, and no one gets in trouble. When the police, you know, catch some guy in Houston, you know, running over people, diplomatic immunity, can't get in trouble. You can now purchase from the UN and multiple governments diplomatic immunity. You see, they're a group of pirates who get so much power through fraud. They tell you they're royal. They tell you they're exempt. They tell you because of their signet ring or their UN seal, they're allowed to have a woman chained in their closet as a sex slave in New York. And they don't get in trouble. They're allowed to kill her, chop her up and put her in the trash can. When the trash men find the chopped up woman, the police say, we can't do anything. And then used to, they would recall people that did that. They don't even recall them now. You see, that's beyond royalty. Could a king in England 600 years ago kill children just because they wanted to, like Jimmy Savile and all the news with him and the royal family coming out? No, they had to do it in dungeons quietly. Now they do it out in the open. So that's the big epiphany. I'm going to give you all the documentation on that and more. just like they're exempt from the gun laws, the Senate.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We will have open phones in the second hour. I'm also going to play a message from Anonymous, who's been hacking into the federal government court websites and has reportedly retrieved a bunch of data, including confidential informant information and more. It'll be all the different narcotics traffickers the government's got that it protects, because that's come out in court before. Before we go any further here, let me just go over some of the headlines that we have up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sheriff's radio ad says 911 not best option, urges residents to take firearms training. We're going to play that clip coming up in a little while. Federal government declares itself royal. 12-minute video report I shot this morning that's got a lot of exhibits and documents what I'm saying. Special report, why people think Sandy Hook is a hoax. Almost called it Sandy Hoax. I'm going to be getting into that. Obama admits he's a gun enthusiast. At least he says that on the surface to pacify people so that they won't think that he's coming after their guns. I'm going to explain that in a moment. Again, I already mentioned the sheriff radio ad says 911 not best option, urges residents to take firearms lessons. You know what? There are now hundreds of sheriffs coming out saying they won't enforce things that are unconstitutional. A bunch of Congress people are saying it. State reps are saying it. Governors are saying it. That's the spirit. That's the lawful rebellion against this government that's been occupied by foreign powers on record trying to take us back to serfdom and slavery. Because liberty and freedom is checks and balances on their tyrannical usurpation. But I'm noticing a lot of police chiefs, a lot of sheriffs, a lot of people are saying, hey, I'm on the people's side. I know the government is out of control and hijacked and corrupt. In fact, Congressman Brown came out, federal congressman, and said Obama's only loyal to the Soviet Constitution and is basically part of a foreign takeover. Newsweek came out and said, you bet, it's good the communist Chinese say we should turn our guns in. We're going under globalism. They own our debt. And Alex Jones needs to be dealt with. That was in an article called Piers Pressure, talking about Piers Morgan. I mean, this is going on, and the operatives for the system know what they're doing. Still, other police in areas like Chicago, New York, and other places aren't just arresting people that videotape them in public. They're now savagely beating them. And here's an article at Infowars.com. Photographers viciously attacked by a police officer for taking pictures of a historical building. Now, federal and state courts have thrown out where they arrest people filming them in public, because that's totally legal and lawful. There's no perception of privacy. 12 states are still arresting people. But because the courts are throwing it out, they now just beat you savagely. And that's because the higher-ups in the mafia areas that control major sectors of the nation want our will broken. I saw an incredible video, $1 million homes, nice area, very well-dressed women saying, you don't have a right to put a smart meter on our house. It surveils everything we're doing wirelessly with all the new appliances. We have a federal lawsuit. This came out in the Chicago Tribune. It's outside Chicago. Now, you're not allowed to go over my gate. They climb over the gate, the police, with the local power company. They put the smart meter on the house. And then they arrest the woman saying, that's eavesdropping to videotape us in your own yard. I mean, that's North Korean-style tyranny. In fact, on that subject, here's an article out of the Washington Post. Former CIA officer John Caracal is sentenced to 30 months in prison for leaks. You're good at reading names in there, CJ. How do you pronounce that? Caracal? Caracal, I'm pronouncing it right. I've seen him in interviews before he went to prison. And he exposed CIA torture that people went to prison for. Now, under all common law, all U.S. law, you expose criminal activity to the press, anybody, you're protected. National security doesn't protect that, but they still got a kangaroo court, sent him to jail. Now, that is royalty right there. The government could order torture, in some cases, of children as young as 4 years of age in front of their parents with battery acid and large objects. I'm not going to go any further, but it's Joseph Mengele did stuff to little kids sexually with large objects. That was the Nazi known as Angel of Death. And this went on at camps all over the world, black sites as they're known. The whistle got blown on this. And a lot of good people talked about it and exposed it. And this fella gave it to well-known press trying to get it stopped. And he did get it stopped. Well, Obama got caught running a torture camp in Benghazi. Of course, that came out just a few months ago, but they had to publicly, you know, stop promoting it. See, they tried to normalize something that's illegal just by saying they were doing it. Remember Rumsfeld bragging about torture and stuff? And then when it came out what they were doing, they sent their underlings to prison. But a whole bunch of people that exposed lies about WMDs, lies about Iraq nukes, lies about torture, lies about... They go to jail now. 30 months in jail for exposing something that's illegal. That's never happened in our country, not with the Pentagon Papers, any of it. That is unprecedented. You expose children. That's how they got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to confess to bombing things that weren't built until after he was in prison. In one case, a building built 4 years after he was in prison. He'd been in prison about 8 years till he confessed 3 or 4 years ago. He confessed to everything but crucifying Christ and killing Lincoln. I mean, it was incredible, and they threatened to torture small children. In some cases, people didn't do what they were told, and needless to say, they like to rape the kids because that's why they got into this. See, there's only one place you can rape kids and have the government protect you, and that's in these black sites, ghost sites. And it's unspeakably evil, and America, we can't sign on to this, okay, in the name of fighting terrorists. Speaking of that, I have an incredible headline here. Israel, let me show TV viewers. We're also streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Israel threatens serious strike if rebels get chemical arms. Now, the Russians are there guarding serious chemical arms. Assad's not an angel, but compared to Al-Qaeda, he is. The West, NATO, the U.S., and France, and others have put Al-Qaeda in the last 22 months. That's now declassified. To attack and try to overthrow the Assad regime. Now they're saying, the U.S. is saying this as well, they may attack. This is so amazing. I can't even believe this. This is Reuters. They may attack Damascus because they don't want the rebels to get the chemical arms. First, you had to say that Damascus would use the chemical arms so the U.S. and others had to invade physically, not just use proxy Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia and other areas, same folks they used in Libya, same folks that were running security in Benghazi that killed the ambassador. Our government runs Al-Qaeda. I had Jerome Corsi, New York Times bestseller, big, mega conservative, swift-boated John Kerry, and he said, our government runs the drugs and runs Al-Qaeda. And he said, basically, that I need to be apologized to by everybody that I'm right. It's not our government, though. It's criminal, foreign, globalist elements that need the terror threat to take our rights. Look at the Homeland Security documents, where they say it's gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, people like that are who they're targeting. It was never about Al-Qaeda. This is a foreign takeover of America by criminal interests who wrap themselves in the flag. And I'm risking my life to bring you this information. This isn't a joke or a game. Now, Obama's engaged in a psyop now, saying he doesn't want our guns. But his bills say they'll take most of our guns. We're going to break that down and then get to the royalty factor.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been watching. I've been waiting. Thank you for joining us. Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And here we are, and I'm very thankful to the, close to 100 stations now picking up the Sunday show alone. It's great to have you all on board. And almost every station that ends up picking us up on Sunday ends up within just 2 to 6 months carrying us weekdays, and that is That is very, very exciting. Okay, and again, I know this news is painful to hear on the broadcast, and I want to get into how government is exempting itself from the law and actually making themselves into the new royalty, and how this is the way of governments. And then we'll tie it in to the unprecedented attack on the Second Amendment and new deception from Obama. And we've got him caught red-handed on this. But first off, for radio listeners, it's in the International Business Times. It's in the Associated Press. It's in the Weekly Standard. Here's the International Business Times. Government officials, they're not servants, government officials, authorities, masters, see, royalty. Government officials can still own assault weapons under Feinstein bill. And that's the main bill they're trying to get passed. That doesn't just ban 158 specifically firearms, because it says and anything similar, anything like. It's thousands of different firearms. It's most pump shotguns if they've got what they call military features, like a handle or a hole in the stock. It's thousands of firearms. Let me just give you that little news tip there. Now, Dianne Feinstein, we've played the clips. You can just type in Dianne Feinstein admits she has a concealed carry. She admits she's worth $100 million that she magically made since she hit the Senate in 93. Didn't have that when she got there. Pelosi's worth $300-400 million. Didn't have it when she went. But so what? You know, on a couple $100,000 a year, was $176,000 as a senator. You know, she's had some good investments. Everything's gone well. Now, she got caught insider trading, but they just passed a law legalizing it because they're the new royalty. And, you know, they caught more senators with underage kids, but they, you know, they're saying, you know what? They're senators. I mean, that's okay. All right. You know, and if you whistleblow on it, you'll go to jail like the CIA guy. The FBI came and grabbed him because the government's the royalty. And what they're noticing is the police don't want to confiscate the guns because they're going to have their guns confiscated. In fact, retired New York police are having to now turn in their guns under the new law. And you know what? I've got an article here where they're refusing en masse. That's coming up. But so are the citizens. So now Cuomo's talking about, well, we'll retroactively do a rider bill through so you can have your guns. Oh, good. Because you're royal. See, if you ever work for the government, which is about a third of the population, you're now exempt from all the laws you put on us. Just like Congress is exempt from, last time I checked, over 400 laws they've passed since 1975. You can look this up. I mean, you know, they're exempt from Obamacare. They're exempt from insider trading because they say so. They're exempt from reporting incomes that citizens don't have to. I've seen numbers of upwards of half of Congress doesn't pay taxes. Remember Geithner hadn't paid in decades? The Treasury Secretary? Because I've seen so many famous ultra-rich robber barons say, taxes? That's for common people. You know, you read about General Electric and Google paying zero tax or 2.3% tax because they write the laws, suckas. You understand how this works? They're pirates with slick PR groups out there. Big money wants higher taxes because they get it in government contracts and bailouts. Now, let's continue here with the new royalty. And I shot a video, again, up at Infowars.com that actually shows, for radio listeners, everything I'm going to be talking about here. It's called Federal Government Declares Itself Royal. Right up at the top of Infowars.com in the featured news area. Very, very important to go to the site and to get that video and send it out to your friends and family so they understand something. See, our country was founded in 1776. That's when it kicked off with force, saying we're not going to bow to any man. We only bow to God. And it was the preachers that led the fight. They were called the Black Brigades because preachers, regardless of their Catholic or Protestant, wore black. No king but King Jesus. Because all the royalty, the giant swelling royalty, from Sir, which there were thousands of in the colonies, up to lords, patronage, get free houses, free everything from the government. It's like a welfare system. And you couldn't be involved in manufacturing. You couldn't own or sell large pieces of land. You couldn't be in business manufacturing anything unless you were royal or got a license from royalty. And George Washington was unable to get pieces of land that he had actually fought for in the militia because he wasn't royal. And, you know, they wrote books and papers about how the royals were a bunch of lazy, arrogant scum. They could rape your wife if they wanted to. They could beat you up. They had fake courts. They didn't follow the laws. And the Englishmen had fought in England for hundreds of years to get basic rights. You know, they'd cut kings' heads off. And so there was freedom in England to a great extent in 1775, 1776, but not here. And people said, hey, we have the same rights. Magna Carta, Parliament Act, stop it. And it didn't stop. And government would exempt itself from the law. English military officers would beat somebody's son up and kill him in front of witnesses and not get in trouble. They'd bayonet someone for no reason in front of witnesses. So citizens started taking the law into their own hands and killing redcoats. The Civil War had already started for about a decade before. So they started quartering troops and beating up more people and killing more people and confiscating guns. And you know the rest of the story. FEMA teaches it's called terrorism. FEMA teaches, I have video of it in my film, Road to Tyranny. But the Founding Fathers are terrorist scum. They actually desecrate George Washington. They have four shows on TV bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and anybody that supports them now. Shows like I Hate Paul Revere on AMC. This is an occupational government. British intelligence. That's why you're taught to love British. You hear me talk about British. You're like, don't talk bad about Brits. You've been taught movies and TV, James Bond, all of it. It's not the British people. It's the corrupt system. If you want to call anything a real British system and not a Saxe-Coburg continental royal German family propaganda, that's the British Empire. Real British or Scottish or Irish people fighting for liberty, that would be America. Okay? But they, in 1922, they established the Pratt House under British intelligence. Churchill wrote three books on this, bragging about it. The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. I read it like 15 years ago, only volume. Was it two or three? Point is, you can go look it up. Guys, type in History of British-Speaking Peoples by Churchill. I want to give the exact name to folks, because I haven't read that in probably 15 years. There's three volumes. I read the last volume about modern times. This is all public, what you're about to hear. The Treaty of Rome, 1959, to set up the euro, admits it's run by the royal families of Saxe-Coburg, Gotha, and the British Empire, the Dutch royal family, their cousins, the biggest, one of the biggest empires in history next to the British, and the Spanish Empire, now run by Juan Carlos, King of Spain. This is who's at Bilderberg. This is who runs things. This is who gets your highways handed over to them to put toll roads on them. And notice the UN is above the law. The UN has diplomatic immunity to do whatever they want. And all this PR about how they love the children while they're busy running dozens of wars at any one time. Literally, probably 30 wars right now. More than two dozen. Look it up. All this murder incorporated, modern colonialism against the nation state, against the middle class. They've already sucked out all the poor people in Africa and Asia and Latin America. Now the globalists brag they're colonizing America. They're colonizing Europe. They're bankrupting us to make us poor. Yes, the four volumes of the History of the British Speaking Peoples, Nobel Prize in Literature. So I guess I read the the fourth volume, The Birth of Britain, The New World, The Age of Revolution, The Great Democracies. There you go. I guess I thought there were three. There's four volumes. This is all laid out, okay? A system of control. The British royal family is tax exempt and gets $2 billion a year converted from pounds of taxpayer money. And now the government here is making itself royal.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Again, this is such a wide subject. In the last 100 years or so, every American president has had royal background on both sides of their family. Obama, on his mother's side, is related to Bush and Cheney. If you don't believe me, just search engine and it's mainstream news. But you have to understand, royalty is just criminal groups that were able to take over because they were the most vicious. And normally they're just whoever's in charge at first. And then within two or three generations, they declare themselves gods. They declare themselves of the stars and that you are slaves and that only they have rights. And if you study this, that's why Obama always kneels to the British royalty, to the Saudi royalty. Well, there's dozens of photos. I mean, what is there, like 15 or more groups he's bowed to? You've seen that. I have something I want to show some of the viewers out there on TV, but anybody can just type in Obama bowing to see him bowing to every royal house, major and minor, out there. Now, if you expand on that, let's put up the history of the red carpet. The Greeks and Babylonians used it to symbolize royalty and that he who walked on a red carpet was a god, not mortal, and that the mortal's blood was the path on which they walked. It is a giant ocean, a river of blood on which conquering god kings walk. By the way, I'm reading from major university websites. Agamemnon, known that only gods walk on such luxury, responds with trepidation. I am immortal man. I cannot trample upon those tinted splendors without fear thrown in my path. And it just goes on from there. So there is the times of old. Our presidents did not walk on red carpets until the time of Edward Bernays, the father of the word modern propaganda, who worked for the Department of War and others. He's the reason you eat bacon and eggs. They couldn't sell the pork bellies. They put out advertisements in the newspapers saying everybody's got to have bacon with their eggs. He's the guy that said have feminists walk with cigarettes and tell women it's cool. You can get the other half of women smoking. He said we can break up the family by telling women it's cool to work all day, and then we'll get double taxes. Whether you support women working or not, the point is, and Bernays wrote three books. Go read them. Three that I've read. I think he must have written more. The point is, he wrote Propaganda and others. And he sits there calling you dumb animals when you read the book and how there's a giant mind control system and how they would treat this is in the 20s. Politicians like royalty and have red carpets and have Hollywood that had just started together with them at dinners to blur the people that had become the new royalty, artists and people, which is actually in the old times more healthy than royalty. At least they did something you liked with the politicians. And now our politicians fly around, what is it, $10 million per trip with Air Force One. And whoever the Speaker of the House is gets an identical Air Force One. It's called, what, Air Force Two. And then there's an Air Force Three. And then even minor officers, generals get their own private jets and their own private little female assistant hookers to follow them around. This is the decadence. And again, if you read Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution and several other clauses that we have posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the Federal Government Declares Itself Royal video, and under it I have links to these areas. It is a felony and an impeachable offense when the president or anyone in the federal government or with the federal commission takes a title of nobility. But we've had sitting presidents become knighted. By the way, that a lot of stuff comes with that. That's a huge payoff. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, with the consent of the Congress, accept any present emolument of office or title or of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state. They all take giant speaking gifts, million-dollar speaking gifts by the Saudis, by the Emperor of Japan. That's why they bow. That's why they sell us out. And now they can order torture even though it's illegal. And if the CIA blows the whistle, they go to jail. That's in the news today, 30 months. They can order all sorts of other criminal NSA wiretapping without warrants. And they claim the government's secret and above the law. And now they're going to give all federal employees and police, period, and the House and the Senate, can have any firearm they want that government bans. The bill just says, we can have whatever we want, we're above the law. Why not? The UN, set up by the Rockefellers, 1945, Presidio, San Francisco, and they gave them the land to build it in New York, that they have diplomatic immunity. That's why you never hear about UN war crimes. Even though it was even in the New York Times last year, they're in multiple African countries and multiple South American countries. Just type into a search engine, UN-backed groups engaged in genocide under UN, and you'll get it. You know, 4,000 people in Burma, kill them for their land, whatever. all over the world. And it's in the New York Times. Yeah, the UN group went in and, you know, killed everybody in this African village, take their land, but it's for the earth. You know, every Miss America says, I love the UN. It must be nice. I heard it over and over again. This is the mind control. And again, my big epiphany was, oh my gosh. I mean, I already knew this, but you know this. Whether you love the Vatican or hate the Vatican, whatever. The Vatican has its own city outside of Italian law and can do whatever it wants. And declares itself sovereign and has diplomatic immunity worldwide. And has its own Swiss military to back them up. See, the Swiss are smart. They learn from the Vatican. They have their own country and say, we're outside of your international laws. Israel does the same thing. It's basically a city-state. The city of London within London, listen, this is key, is a tiny area. I've been there. Most expensive real estate in the world. And it's above the law, pays no taxes, is its own country. And that's where the Rothschild banks and Rockefeller banks are. The UN and the U.S. above the law. NAFTA and GATT, these organizations, the Organization of American States and others, they're above the law. EU bureaucrats, just type in, EU bureaucrats pay no tax. Guys, show them that. I don't want people to see that watching on TV. Just type in, EU bureaucrats pay no tax. No wonder the head of the IMF said 70-something percent tax isn't enough for the average Greek to pay. You need to work 6-7 days a week and pay more tax. She's exempt from tax. See, and now they've introduced bills where if you work for the government, you're exempt from the laws you're enforcing. It is the essence of royalty. That's all royalty means. Notice how the police wear 4 stars on their lapels like they're generals now, on their emulets. They wear bigger and bigger hats, more and more salad dressing on their shirts, you know, the generals. That's royalty. The generals walk around with little gold canes under their arms, black boots, the police. They're the authorities. They're the officials. You're the servant. In America, we were the first country, other than a short period in a few city-states of Greece, to say government isn't God, the people are number one, and there's a Bill of Rights and Constitution to protect these enshrined rights that even if 51% say let's enslave the other 49, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner, no one can take that away. Obama is in the news. I'm going to read it when we come back in the next hour and then go to your calls, saying, hey, I've got the majority in polls wanting to take guns. And the House Republicans won't let me because they speak for their, you know, for their minority constituents. No, they speak for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He says, I'll just do an executive order. $2,000 to pay taxes, too arrogant to care about democracy. No wonder the Euro elite sneer at the idea of referendum. Daily Mail. And it goes on to talk about how she pays no taxes, they pay no taxes. Again, ladies and gentlemen, and the globalists always create Luxembourgs and Switzerlands and Israels and Vaticans and cities of London within London, where if you get entrance into the city of London, they let you into the group, you pay no taxes, you're above the law, you're God. If you can become a UN diplomat or one of their legates, one of their minions, you now are literally above the law. This is royalty. In North Korea, 3 generations of dictators. Right around in these huge displays where people worship them at sports stadiums as God, and that's supposedly communism for the little guy. All communism is a tiny elite ruling everyone as their slave, saying, oh, look, you're free. You all share equally in the work. That's all any of this is, fascism, socialism, communism. It's always tiny groups ruling over you. Before the communist revolution of 150 years ago, roughly, there was no left and right. Left was feminine, male was seen as right. The devil left, God right. Whatever you think of that, that's what left and right was. There was only, is there more freedom or less? The globalists seek to overthrow the Renaissance, to overthrow the Enlightenment of the last 500 years that our republic's founding was the greatest expression of. There is a systematic revolution by special interests backed by royals at the head of it. The Rothschilds are now lords with the Saxe-Coburg, Gotha, Transylvanian, German royalty that runs England. The Dutch royalty, the Saudi royalty, the Spanish royalty. Look at who owns our toll roads, the Spanish royalty. Literally, Juan Carlos. They are in a revolution against our forebearers' gains in the revolutions of 1776 and others. We are in the ultimate battle against royalty and criminality.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to give the number out in the next segment and then take calls after I get into some of the other news. But The government declaring itself above the law and that it's doing it for your own good, and so arrogant that the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly and runs the drugs publicly and then gets caught and doesn't get in trouble. And now senators are getting caught with little kids. They're not getting in trouble. And that was in the news this week. That's when you know you're in deep trouble. Because royalty will give to their friends and themselves everything, even if stuff starts collapsing. It's like, you know, the French are about to storm the Bastille, and they say they're starving to death. They're saying bread, bread. They must have bread. They're starving to death. And you know, even our generals were like, we've got to, you know, you've got giant stables and stores full of food. You've got to feed them or they're going to kill us. And she says, just let them eat cake. Just give them some cake. Just something most people never get cake in their whole life. In France, it was so tyrannical. And they just stormed the whole place and killed everybody. And then its own evil came out of that, the French Revolution. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of stuff that's going on. This is the type of stuff that's happening. And so I'm not just saying they're becoming royalty figuratively. They are royalty. The New World Order is run by royalty. And the Rothschilds married into it. And it uses the royalty system. Government officials, not servants. See, when the media does that, you've got to call them, email them, and say, stop calling them officials. If you can just make them call themselves servants, that's half the battle. And Alex de Tocqueville and others, historians, wrote about the United States after our Revolutionary War had been successful, that we were different because people didn't bow down to classes here. It was about how hardworking you were and what you stood for. That's what all this was about. And how we were so different in that. And that's what made us so great. Royalty stagnates things. Why did half the wealth in the world belong to 5% of the world, the U.S. population, until the 70s? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we had more liberty. And you're like, well, we had all sorts of bad stuff. We had slavery. We had everything else. The idea of human liberty not just being for royals, where they're sovereign and have rights. Well, now it was going to be not just white guys who were wealthy like it had been in England. Now it was going to be all white guys. And not just if you were Catholic or if you were Protestant, because there was a battle over who would have rights and who was in control. Now it was Catholic or Protestant or Quaker. And then pretty soon other people said, you know what? Black people shouldn't be slaves. White people said that. They should be free. And that debate happened for 50, 60 years, and then you saw what happened. And then women said, oh, we want to be more free. But see, that was then co-opted as a control mechanism. Anything's going to be co-opted, just like the French Revolution, by the Illuminati, the Jacobins. People are like, Illuminati, that's a Tom Hanks movie. No, that's Encyclopedia Britannica. You see, knowledge will open the world up to you, and you'll realize it's the very same elements. Our forebears, 235, 36 years ago, are fighting the exact same bloodlines. We're fighting the Rothschilds then, folks, and the Gothas then. Okay, and we're under the same system right now. And I don't care whether it's the big monolithic Catholic Church or Israel or the City of London in London, the banking city, or the UN, they all act just the same because it's the same trick. They dress up, they have a red carpet, they wear a crown, men in black suits stand around, intimidate the villagers. We are your God. If a giant alien spacecraft landed and a red carpet rolled off and, you know, a guy walked off 18-foot tall green alien with a gold crown on and broadcast in English, I am your king, I guarantee you Obama, the Queen of England, and all the rest of them, if Gwerp, you know, the alien from Plooptart, showed up and said, I'm going to annihilate your planet if you don't bow to me. And he had other blurps from the planet Plooptart standing there with earpieces and laser guns. I guarantee you our leaders would go and kneel to them and bow and say, we now, rename this blurp too. I'm not joking. Because if you wear a crown and have a red carpet, it's over. Well, let me tell you something. I've been on the red carpets. I've been around the biggest people in Hollywood. They're empty on average. There's nothing going on there. Stop thinking you're low down. You're superior to the inbred elite. They want to poison your water and your food because they're threatened by your superiority, your hybrid vigor. They know that. That's why they discovered genetics was to try to help themselves.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's hour number two. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On any subject you wish to discuss, 877-789-2539. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. We are using the InfoWar to fight the globalists who are trying to construct a prison planet. Now, if you just joined us last hour, I broke down the fact that the UN is exempt from their own laws and world law because they say so, and they have weapons. The British royalty is exempt from their own taxes and own laws and are the richest people in the world. The Rothschilds after them. And it's the same thing with Juan Carlos of Spain, one of the biggest owner of EU properties. He's given the major roads, able to put toll roads on them. He puts toll roads on our roads. You heard me right. This is the royalty. The CIA officers blow the whistle on torture. Doesn't matter if it's illegal, they go to jail for whistleblowing. Congress has exempted itself from hundreds and hundreds of laws in the last 30 years. They didn't do it before because it was illegal. They've bum-rushed us, just had a revolution of tyranny where they exempt themselves from capital gains taxes. They exempt themselves from Obamacare taxes. And now Dianne Feinstein's bill exempts all federal employees and police, period, from ever being under any of the gun restrictions. So for life, you're given a title of nobility, meaning you're above the laws that are on the general public. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution and several others, it is illegal. And I show the Constitution and break it all down in a video tutorial I shot today up at Infowars.com. Federal government declares itself royal. Think about it. And the UN, so many other globalist organizations set up these city-states that are exempt from taxes, exempt from laws, exempt from everything with diplomatic immunity. And we just accept, okay, you're allowed to run drugs and get caught and not get in trouble, UN. Oh, the U.S. military now admits they grow the opium and ship it out on C-130s, but let's not talk about that national security. I've got Fox News, ABC, BBC all saying that. And you know what's important about this broadcast and why I'm so blessed? What I talk about this year, you'll hear in 2 or 3 years on the big neocon radio shows. I tune into those sometimes now, and literally stuff I was pioneering a decade ago or 5 years ago or 6 months ago, now it's quicker and quicker, is on their shows. I make it safe to talk about this. But I'm going to ask you something. How can Congress last year get caught? Some Congress people making 30, 40, 50 million a year on insider trading. Nancy Pelosi goes to Congress with nothing. Last time I saw, something like $400 million. The mayor of San Francisco worth less than $1 million. Go look at her financials. They're public. She's worth over 100 mil right now. The latest numbers just came out. Some estimates are 150 mil. How do you make 150 mil on 175,000, 176,000 a year? The answer is you don't. In San Francisco, you live in a doghouse for that. These people know what they're doing, and they got caught, and they think you're dumb because you act like you're dumb. You don't do the research. You don't put the time in. You got all the fantasy football numbers figured out to show off to your buddies. Women have all the fashion stuff figured out, but you don't know how the world works. See, if you're really cool, if you're really successful, the information I know in business, I can go out and make a mint right now. The information, and I'm not going to even start bragging. The point is that I want you to have that knowledge. The globalists don't want you to have the knowledge. I want to empower humanity. I want to move the whole species forward, not dumb everybody down so a group of insiders can control everything. I'm fundamentally offended that our founding fathers fought against laws where British nobility could own guns and their servants and minions and their militia, but the rest of the citizens had to turn their guns in 234 years ago. I'm fundamentally offended that when they got caught insider trading, it was big news. CNN, ABC helped cover it up. They went, don't worry, they're going to pass a law outlawing it. There are already a bunch of laws outlawing it. I mean, literally more than 100. They've had congressional studies on it. Over the last 200 plus years, hundreds of laws on this. Hundreds of laws on this. They pass a new law saying it made it illegal. It made it legal. But you can't pass a law saying you can kill little kids because you feel like it. You can't pass a law saying blacks are slaves again because moral authority says it's wrong. It's moral authority that gets things done. It's recognizing we're being told we're slaves. They passed a law saying if the House or Senate Ethics Committee, look this up, just happened last year, 2012, says they can have an investment on something. I mean, there's examples of Feinstein giving $25 million to a brand new startup, genetic engineering company in San Francisco that has no company, no nothing, like Solyndra Energy, no business, no nothing, $500 million. $25 million in a bill she writes and gets passed. And then she's the biggest stock owner. She's the biggest stock owner of a brand new mailbox. That's the business, a mailbox. And a scientist. And then she gives it $25 million of taxpayer money, and then she gets $3 million of it the next month. I mean, you know. And go look this up. Look, her saying she's above the law, and she's going to still be able to own any gun she wants, and she is a big gun owner. And Bloomberg's a big gun owner, but you can't own guns in New York. What dirtbags? It makes me sick. You know, going back about 6-7 years, I got to know Charlie Sheen just because he's a listener. I know a lot of other Hollywood folks, but they're private friends. And Charlie's had some wild times. I know he's a smart guy. He was on Piers Morgan Friday. I happen to see it today. He's like, well, I don't have guns anymore because of a domestic problem, but that's okay because I've got great security team. Hey, Charlie, we don't all make $3 million a week, bro. And I know you know better than that. I'm gonna call him. You know, this just blows me away. Your Piers Morgan has a private security detail. Nancy Pelosi has a private security detail, and our taxpayer money to pay for it. She got insider trading on record. But she said she's royal. You know, the UN gets caught drug dealing or running white slavery. Well, you know, they're the UN. They're immune. I mean, the UN sex slavery trafficking is legendary. Oh, but they're immune. It's all funny to them. And, folks, they are now passing laws, have passed laws, to take your private and public pension funds. They've already done it in Europe. We're next. They're buying armored vehicles and 1.6 billion bullets and arming to the teeth and building bunkers because they know everything's going to collapse by design to consolidate it, and they hope you're too stupid to understand that. And so the UN, the globalists, all of them, they're not, I'm not saying their royalty is a figure of speech to, you know, hey, you know, your husband's acting too good or your wife's acting royal. Hey, honey, stop acting like the Queen of England. No. They set it up according to letters of marque and global regulations backed by NATO force, where they are royal. They're on red carpets. They're up there with the paparazzi. They land in the, you know, billion-dollar jets, $10 million per flight. They are royal. They are royal. We are under a royal national security, global governance, corporate dictatorship, where they carve up the planet and go, okay, the Dutch royalty gets all the water plants, literally almost all of them. The Spanish royalty worldwide gets all the existing roads to put toll roads on it. How's that sound? The British royalty gets BP and Dutch Royal Shell. They're the biggest owners. Look it up. And tax exempt. You hear about it, the major corporations don't pay taxes? The Dutch royalty, it's on record. And the British royalty and others, it's national security state secrets that what their money is, but their holdings have come out. But it's public that they're tax exempt. And that's not enough to own the two biggest oil companies. That's not enough for them. That's not enough to own half the land in Canada and the rare earth minerals in Africa for the Saxe-Coburg witch, the Transylvanian witch queen. Did you know they're really Transylvanian? Can't make that up. Folks, if you don't believe me, Prince Charles has moved back to Transylvania. They're not even German royalty. Nothing against Transylvanians. I had a Romanian on once, and he was like, well, don't knock that. I'm Romanian. Nothing against Romanians. These are the guys up on the hill. The Romanians didn't go out at night because of them. It's like Jimmy Savile, best friends with the royal family, caught with all these little kids. Of course you don't let your kids out at night near the castle. I mean, yeah, that's all the royals are into. That's where all these legends come from. They're not real vampires. They're spiritual vampires. And they want to dumb you down so that you're not inbred like them. Here's the big secret. The royals are all inbred. The Rothschilds are inbred. They hate you. They have genetic disorders. They're inbred psychopaths. That's why they chemtrail and poison the food and water. They want to hurt you. They're jealous of you.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I want to apologize to the listeners. We've been burning the phone lines up. We have a computerized phone system, and it was closed, and I guess they didn't hear me say the phones were open. So here's the number one more time for everybody. It is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on all these issues I've been raising. So they're going to pass a law where thousands of guns, not 158, it's 158 types and anything similar, wide open. You ban your guns, come after you, not let you sell them, transfer them, shut down gun shows, turn Homeland Security loose on gun owners. The list goes on and on and on. And they're telling you, though, that everything's okay because they're going to still be able to own guns. Again, here's the International Business Times. Government officials can still own assault weapons under Feinstein bill. Again, that's that royalty. Here's Weekly Standard. Feinstein gun control bill to exempt government officials. When government passes laws saying they're exempt or they can arbitrarily do whatever they want, that's royalty. And our ancestors all over the world fought against royalty, so they couldn't just say, take him to the dungeon, take her away, or I want your wife. And many a king was killed over this, many a queen. So in ancient times, the last 600 years or so, most royalty couldn't order you killed because they felt like it. Courts were created. Some kangaroos, some not. Now they're back to NDAA. Disappear. Torture him. Unbelievable. So, again, I'm done talking about the royalty. Cuomo says new gun law does not exempt New York cops, could prevent police from responding to school shootings, and will make the cops turn, this is active cops, turn in semi-auto. And of course, the retired are now having to turn theirs in. And I've got articles here where tens of thousands, including police, current police in New York, are saying we're not doing this. New York State. There are over 100 sheriffs have come out. We're going to play a clip of that in a few minutes, saying they're not turning their guns in, and they're not going to take the citizens' guns. In fact, we've had some of these sheriffs on all over the country, black, white, old, young, northerner, southerner, westerner. People are waking up, and that's the good news, because the FBI crime statistics are violent crimes dropped 49%, excuse me. We have the statistics up at Infowars.com, old video presentation off FBI.gov. 49% drop in violent crime in the last 20 years, and that drop is accelerating. 21% of that is just since 2007. We've done whole tutorials up at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com off FBI.gov showing you their stats. Okay, so the system's panicking. The police know that where they don't have gun ownership, the criminals are busting in, raping people and killing them, and the criminals have guns. So we've got that news. Now, let's look at this incredible deception by Obama. Obama, up at Camp David, we do skeet shooting all the time. So he's coming out again saying, hey, we got to be nice to gun owners. He's saying that, you know what, we just want to restrict some of your guns. It's about hunting, but it's no big deal. So again, the Second Amendment is not about hunting. So he says, I agree you have the Second Amendment, just everything semi-auto is going to be taken. Now, in Australia, they took all the semi-autos over a decade ago. Now they're banning bolt action and single shot. They've done this in over 100 countries in the last century. Let me go to the other article. That's the Weekly Standard. Fox News. Obama suggests Republicans unwilling to compromise in gun control debate. This is a quote from Obama. The House Republican majority is made up of mostly of members who are in sharply gerrymandered districts. You mean areas you don't control the electronic voting machines? That are very safely Republican and may not feel compelled to pay attention to broad-based public opinion. You don't pay attention to opinion you've manufactured with fake polls. The Bill of Rights says I keep my private property and that I can have whatever religion I want, even if you get 99% to say they disagree. You understand, punk? We're a republic, not a democracy. A pure democracy's hell. Because what they really concerned about is opinions of their specific Republican constituents. No, Obama, you globalist traitor. They're concerned with the Constitution and Bill of Rights. He said it's understandable that people are protective of their family traditions when it comes to hunting. So gun control advocates also need to do a little more listening than they do sometimes, more patronizing. Folks, I've shown these quotes. As state senator, he said ban all guns. The UN treaty says ban all guns. That civilian ownership should be completely abolished. The civilian ownership of firearms should be ended because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They say there should be an abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. That's a quote. Go read it. That is in the interpretation addendum July 7, 2001, Unideer, Rockefeller facility, New York City. Look it up. It's in there. Okay, so this is the garbage. This is how they're playing possum with us. Let's go to a clip of Obama 4 years ago, 4 years and change, during the 08 campaign saying, I won't take any of your guns. By the way, in these thousands of guns that are banned, thousands of different types, because it's this type or anything like it, it says pump shotguns, ladies and gentlemen. It says a shotgun with a handle on it, a stock that has any groove on it. I mean, and remember, oh, we never want your guns. We would never come for them. No. That's a conspiracy theory. Now they're all out coming for them. Ammo bans, you name it. They're saying cops can't have guns in New York, semi-auto. Oh, but they're now saying we'll pass a federal law to nullify that, as if that can nullify state law. If you cops just trust us, you'll get your guns back. They'll just pass another law later. They don't want retired cops having guns. They say the military are the number one enemy. Retired military, because they know you know how to fight, in the MIAC and Homeland Security documents that are public, that we were given by law enforcement, big national news 3.5 years ago. You think they're going to let you have guns? No, this is a criminal takeover. The Russians in 1917 told the retired military to turn their guns in, and when they did, they killed them all. 30,000 in one day in Moscow alone. If you're dumb enough to help the New World Order, you get what you deserve, collaborators. Let's go to this Obama clip. Here it is.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away.
Any semi-auto.
I won't take your handgun away.
Okay, all semi-autos are banned under this. Okay, and once they get the list, it's got a forced buyback provision in there. It's a confiscation bill. Let's go out to break with one more. Here's Biden in the same month of 08 saying nobody's getting my handgun or shotgun. Now, this is a guy who wrote an assault weapons bill in 92 that made all semi-autos be turned in. This is a known liar hoping you're stupid. Remember, he's going to keep his guns. He's royal. You're his property. Here it is.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool with my Beretta, he's got a problem.
And Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. And it didn't matter there was 15 witnesses and doctors that Lance Armstrong was doping. He looked at you on ESPN and said, I didn't do that. I mean, give me a break. I can see a roid head a mile away. Look, this is the type of guard, and then people defend Lance Armstrong because he said hi to him in the street. It's pathetic. We've made the football people royal now, except they're not really royal because they're not above the law. Totally and completely disgusting. And now Obama's back going, hey, I don't want your guns. I just confiscate almost all of them. Hey, you got a right to hunt. Of course, we're trying to ban that as well. This is a group of criminals securing their property. I got news for you, so-called royalty with a red carpet. You're not my owner. I'm not your slave.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
By the way, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. We have a short message, part of a message that Anonymous, the real Anonymous, has put out concerning the murder, the persecution of Aaron Swartz. That's coming up in the next segment. But if you go up to Infowars.com, we have a special report, Why People Think Sandy Hook is a Hoax. Rob Deuce stayed up here all weekend. I shot this on Friday evening to get this done, and folks have criticized me for not saying it's a conspiracy and a staged event. I have said Aurora clearly has all the hallmarks, 90%+ chance it is. I'm not going to go over all the reasons for that. The guy was under a mind-controlled DARPA contract. That's one point of hundreds, literally hundreds. Multiple shooters reported, the guy drugged up in jail, saying he was under mind control, top Air Force psychiatrist over him, national security declared on his notebook where he was supposedly going to do all this with his Air Force psychiatrist, has the report. You want me to keep going? No, I want to go to your calls. This one, they got crazy Prozac serotonin reuptake inhibitor heads. It's in the inserts. It can make you do this. Goth, young white kid, fits the MO. They're real attacks. That guy a few months ago shot an innocent police officer here in Austin at Walmart for no reason. They said he was walking around drooling with a gun in his hand at Walmart. Cop comes up. That was his mistake, guy walking around with a gun, but whatever. If I was a cop, somebody called me, a guy's walking around Walmart with a gun, I'd wait till backup got there. But the guy had courage. He went in there, and the guy just shot him. And I said, that guy's on psychotropics. Turned out he was on Xanax and alcohol. His roommate said he didn't even know who he was. I mean, it's just when a woman chops her baby's arms and legs off with a meat cleaver for no reason, and she was a Bible study teacher with no criminal record, something's wrong. I said, she's on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. She was. Woman drives her kids off on a lake for no reason, all five of them. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I mean, it's the same story. I read the news every day. It's what I do. Harrison Kleibold on the drugs. Turns out the Aurora shooter was on five psychotropics to be whacked out of his brain and not know who he was to be set up. That had multiple shooters. I know that's an inside job. If they'll stage Fast and Furious, as Larry Pratt has said, they'll stage anything. I'm going to go to your calls. The point is, I have not gone there that there's actors and blue screen and it's all fake until I actually confirmed. We caught them, CNN and blue screen. I got the video. It's their original video and a bunch of other stuff. It looks really bad, and this even shakes me up. I mean, I say in the video, is everything got to be a conspiracy? I mean, you think I'm the one who thinks everything's a conspiracy? No. I cannot believe how bold these people are. And when I saw this blue screen thing, I said, that can't be real. And I went and looked it up, and it was the CNN video. And I'll show you the rest of the stuff. It's pretty damning. I don't know what's going on, but it looks bad. That's all I'm going to say. And I have real federal sources who've said, look into it. They think it's fake, too. So there's a lot of good people in the system. Let's play the sheriff and then go to the calls. Can we queue up that sheriff? Do we have that ready? I didn't tell you. Yeah, here is the sheriff's ad. Sheriff David Clark's radio ad says 911 not best option, urges residents to take firearms licenses. This is the guy with the largest city there, Milwaukee. This is the sheriff that the city of Milwaukee resides in. And the city council is attacking him. Well, he just got his funding cut. They had to cut sheriff's deputies. We've had a lot of sheriffs and police chiefs say buy guns. They know law-abiding citizens buying guns lowers crime. We have the clip? Oh, it's ready. Good. Here is that clip.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's what a real government servant does, and it's honorable to be a real servant. That's what a real servant does. That's what a real servant does. Not, oh my gosh, let's get a bunch of people up here in fancy outfits with all these epaulets and stars and in D.C. and say, take the guns from the American people so we can be like Chicago and New York, the crime capitals of the world. Chicago's the crime capital of the world. Mexico took all the guns. Their country is the crime capital of the world. The only thing beating them is city-wise, Chicago. 530-something murders last year. The citizens are under siege because they don't own guns because they follow the law. I mean, come on. It's time to wake up. And the good news is I think this is going to backfire. My instinct tells me this gun grab, the corrupt establishment, the royalty knows slaves aren't armed. They've stolen your bank accounts, your future, your jobs. They've deindustrialized you to make you poor so they can buy you cheap. You've still got guns and your Bible. You've still got your beliefs, as he called you bitter clingers, remember Obama? And you've still got your guns, folks. You have the belief, which they don't control. They want to be God, okay? No God before them. And they want your guns. They want your guns, and they want your soul. Okay, let's go to Carolyn in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. This all this going on right now, it's just just really boggling my mind. No kidding. It's a lot to take in.
What do you think about the royalty points I've been making?
It's dead on.
We got a bunch of North Korean dictator wannabe royalties up there walking around on red carpets. It's a stinking joke. You punks are servants. Learn we're the boss and stop stealing from us and saying we're terrorists and we don't want to pay 80% of our money in taxes.
No, love is the old man intimidation in them. They don't know any different. They never experienced love. It's a threat to them.
That's right. What'd you originally call in for? I'm ranting and raving.
Oh, I was calling about, well, it's kind of related to this. It's the community colleges around here. Well, the one I used to go to openly preaching socialism.
Well, see, they tell you communism doesn't exist, and now this is communism we're going under. And even when they call for communism, people go, you can't criticize it. It doesn't exist. The devil's greatest trick was he doesn't exist. So what do they teach you at your college?
Oh, I didn't see it in the classrooms, but I saw, like, outside the community colleges, these little stands they set up, like, with flyers and things like that.
Yeah, sandwich board set up.
Yeah, they have this stand there saying, hey, come join the socialist alternative. They called it Democrat.
No, listen, they're all open. And, again, the mega banks, they're monopoly guys. They want the general public socialized, getting a handout. And then 90% of the money going offshore to them. Thank you for the call. David in North Carolina. Great points, ma'am. David, you're on the air. Okay, David hung up. Let's go to Josh in Florida. Josh in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to make a point about a gun show I went to this weekend just south of Tampa, a small town. It's not very big, and the line was completely out the door around the building, and the police presence was out of control. I mean, you wouldn't believe the police state of our gun shows now. Like, you can't.
Oh, yeah, they're acting like it's a senator's meeting with little kids in there or something that they should be at. When they're running around like flies, we are getting info from gun dealers that the ATF is leaning on them, saying, look, you're not going to sell semi-autos or we're going to shut you down. And they've done this before. They're just lawless. Did you see Rahm Emanuel say, have the banks kick out all the gun shows and gun shops? Banks need to refuse gun owners. I mean, they're publishing our names. They're attacking us like we're Jews in Nazi Germany.
Absolutely, and that comes as no surprise to me from a Chicago mobster. But what another point I wanted to make was that once I got inside the gun show, it was so blatantly obvious the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the ATF undercover agents in there watching people, surveilling everyone. I mean, I got followed around just for buying high-capacity magazines. So, I mean, it's so
No.
Awesome.
The whole Homeland Security anti-terror grid was always set up for gun owners in the takeover. Globalists run Al-Qaeda. And they're now announcing, we are the Al-Qaeda. Thank you for the call. Yeah, no, it's just hellish. Look, the entire Homeland Security apparatus, what is it, $100 billion a year, is now after your guns. You're the enemy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jersey Pete in New Jersey, Tim in Connecticut, TJ in Minnesota, Kurt in North Carolina, Jack in Texas, Mike in Idaho, many others we're going to hear right now. Have your comment. I'll move the next person. Jersey Pete in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, thanks, Alex. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. Alex, I'm a licensed and registered professional engineer with nearly 30 years of experience. My pathway to you and the great work that you and your team are doing was driven by my desire to understand the physics of 9/11. That led me to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, where nearly 2,000 of my colleagues representing over 25,000 years of professional engineering and architectural experience have shown beyond a reasonable doubt that all three towers are brought down by controlled demolition.
It's worse than that. I've got the police and locals saying, get back, the government's going to blow up Building 7. And I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management, and he said they blew it up, and they killed him 2 weeks after I interviewed him. They killed him, Barry Jennings. I mean, I've got him on. I heard him on the news that day say they blew up Building 7.
Absolutely. Folks, Alex and all of the highly credentialed experts he has brought to you are right. Now is the time to act. The founders were children of the Enlightenment. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights they created are the most significant political documents ever produced in human history.
And they said, we're not bowing down to royalty anymore. I'd rather die than lick the boots of some punk on a red carpet who sucks my tax money out of me and tells me he's better than I am. And those men defeated an empire nobody had ever beaten. And that's why our stinking criminal government badmouths the founders, and Hollywood does. It's because they're un-American foreign usurpers. God bless you, got to jump. Jersey Mike, great point. Mike in Idaho. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Alex, first-time caller. Thank you. Just a couple of quick things.
Jump off your speakerphone, brother.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What do you think the timeline is before we really people start scooping up people such as yourself and Stuart Rhodes and others who's standing up for what's right?
They're going to start going after selective gun owners. They'll pick quirky groups like Waco, burn them down, kill them. When you resist, you'll be called terrorist. And they plan on large numbers of police and military getting killed. That's why cops and military are saying they're not going to be part of it. Plus, a lot of them are patriots. And then they'll nuke a city or something and say the patriots did it with Al-Qaeda. We've got three different West Point papers now claiming conservatives are going to work with Al-Qaeda, which is, you know, is ridiculous, but they don't care. You know, again, the globalists run Al-Qaeda. But they're going to say we're Al-Qaeda. So that's the kind of, they're going to do school shootings, mall shootings, TSA shootings. I mean, I know who they are. And just be ready. Videotape it. Expose it when it happens. Be careful. They're getting ready to drop the hammer on us. This is a takeover.
Well, I just want to also give you an open invitation. If you ever come to Pocatello, Idaho, you could come on my show. It's a local TV show. And I know I'm not a Pierce Morgan, but it's called Voices of the Republic. And I sure like
Mike, I'd love to do it. Keep going. Call me tomorrow on the radio. Jack in Texas, you're on the air. Moving quick here. Go ahead.
Alex, this is very important. I have absolute proof of an imminent false flag attack in Syria.
Proof. Israel says they've got to invade because...
No. I'm talking about documents. I have absolute proof. I can send it to you right now. I'm in Terrell, Texas. I'm not going to be here very long. I can meet with your people. This is imminent. This is happening right now. I have absolute proof.
I can't meet with every person that says it's imminent.
I have everything. Everything. I can send it to you right now.
So you're in the Army?
No, sir. I am calling on behalf of 4chan.org, the politically incorrect board. Recently, a hacker hacked the website of BritAm Defense and uncovered plans, operations orders, emails. The Qatari government is hiring these British mercenaries to use Ukrainian nationals to sneak Russian chemical weapons into homes and detonate them and create a video. They're going to blame it on the Russians. They're trying to start World War III. I probably signed my own death warrant calling you with this, Alex. It's real. It's happening.
Well, no. The Israelis say they're in Reuters. They're about to go in because Al-Qaeda is going to get chemical weapons. When the West openly put Al-Qaeda in, that's how dumb the royals think the American people are. And it is Qatar that's involved behind all of this. Unbelievable. That's actually in the news. And they've been saying, go ahead.
I mean, I have everything, Alex. I can send it to you right now. I can meet with your people.
Yeah, I don't have time to listen. Here's the deal. We get people every 5 minutes wanting to meet with us. I mean, but the issue is you should shoot a YouTube video showing the documents and put it out in public so people can scrutinize them. Cause you know, all documents that are put out on the internet aren't accurate, but they're clearly been publicly getting everybody ready for a false flag where they claim Syria uses chemical weapons. Now they know that won't fly. So they're going to say Al-Qaeda is going to use them, so they have to invade. We have to invade because our own Al-Qaeda has them. I mean, this is how dumb they think the public is. So, Jack, listen, why don't you scan those in, put them up to YouTube, again, 4chan is just, you understand, Anonymous can be good, it can be bad, but a lot of times it's government sock puppets. Do you understand that?
I understand that, Alex. Look, I'm sending it to you at showtips.info, at showtips@infowars.com. You look at it. You be the judge. I'm telling you, this is damning. This is.
When are you sending
free.
It? You sending it right now?
I'm sending it right now. God help me. I'm probably signing my own death.
No, you're not. Listen.
I just sent it to showtips@infowars.com.
All right. Who knows if it's even real? So quit thinking they're going to get you. They don't have real power. Listen, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Mark in Georgia. All I know is the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. And even Jerome Corsi, who would have burned me at the stake 5 years ago for saying that, agrees with me. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great show. You're right on. Hey, listen, I want to know, where can I go to get it with a group like the Minutemen to get ready to start trying to take our government back? Because it is going down, like you say, it's going down fast.
Well, Mark, we got to be cool here. The Glub, Obama's out saying, I don't want your guns. I don't want the NDAA. Don't fight the bill. I'm going to veto it. And then he signs it and he wrote it. He's like, I don't want your guns. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists when we have the bills. We need to stay cool. They're going to stage stuff and blame it on us. We need to everybody talks about, you know, taking our government back. Take it back person by person. Wake up police and military. They had TSA running illegal checkpoints, searching people's bags, and they'd walk up with guns and say, these are armed ones. We're going to search you on Lamar in Austin. There's a newscast, KXAN, and go, well, it was voluntary. No, it was color of law. File lawsuits. We kicked them out of Houston. They're going around city by city, seeing where they can abuse people. All Austinites where I live should be up in arms politically about this, saying no to that. Fight them on every front. The answer is not have a big shooting war with the globalist. And I appreciate your call, but I mean, you know, that's what it comes down to. Kurt in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, I'd like to say thank you. I appreciate your show, and I totally agree with what you brought up recently about the royalist that you're talking about.
Fight the same people.
Exactly. I think it's just another step, because right now they're worried. There's so many people standing up.
Yeah, they see everybody buying guns. Congress has a 9% approval rating. They're panicking. Their offense attack is a defense move. We need to go on the double offense on these people.
Exactly. And, you know, you were talking about how they were going to make it to where the people in the military, police, were going to be exempt from this Feinstein bill. That's just the carrot in front of the cart to get the mule to move where it wants to.
Because the police and military en masse are joining us because we warned them before it happened.
Exactly. And they're trying to draw as many people away from the truth as they can.
Well, just pray for me, folks, because I can tell you I got good sense and I know how dangerous this is. But we're going to defeat these people together. They will do horrible atrocities. Sandy Hook is so they can say, gun owners, you're not turning your guns in. You're going to cause the next attack. And they can have their own mercenaries do a mass shooting with 100 dead kids. Blame a patsy. And then they're going to say, see, we told you. You can see it all scripted. Fully wake up. Because, folks, you can't just turn your semi-autos in and have them leave you alone. This purge is about demonizing all constitutionalists, conservatives, and libertarians. You're the enemy of the takeover. Even if you've been co-opted by Republicans, you're still the enemy. The only way out of this is by standing against him.
I'm not lying to you. Look at what he's done in the past, people. You Obama supporters need to wake up.
Well, I mean, most of them are actually halfway awake, but they're on government payment. They don't know how to live without the money. God bless you, Kurt. Benjamin in Texas, you're on the air. Go. Okay, he's gone. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I tell you, this is a great this is exactly what you were saying. Start taking it by your counties, like Sheriff Pyman in Jackson County.
We're going to win. I tell you, the awakening's even bigger than I thought it'd be.
People are waking up out here.
Because we've been attacking for 20 years before they launched their operation. We're not in the dark.
No, we're not. And I like what Sheriff Pyman says. I'd rather have a bunch of... I want the feds to stay out of my county. They are no permission because they're not taking the guns away from the citizenry or my deputies. He's a standing man in that county.
It's all happening right now. It was all foretold. And the founding fathers from 235 years ago are fighting with us right now. Their quotes, their words, the republic they fought for. We have been given it as an heirloom. We stand with George Washington. Think of it.
AlexJonesPodcast.com